Sermons and Talks, Volume 1. Chapter 44. Restaurant Work. Light was also given that in these cities there would be opportunity to do a work similar to that which we did on the Battle Creek Fairgrounds. In harmony with this light, hygienic restaurants have been established. But there is grave danger that our restaurant workers will become so imbued with the spirit of commercialism that they will fail to impart the light which the people need. Our restaurants bring us in contact with many people, but if we allow our minds to be engrossed with the thought of financial profit, we shall fail to fulfill the purpose of God. He would have us take advantage of every opportunity to present the truth that is to save men and women from eternal death. I have tried to ascertain how many souls have been converted to the truth as a result of the restaurant work here in Los Angeles. Some may have been saved, but many more might be converted to God if every effort were made to conduct the work in God's order, and to let light shine into the pathway of others. I would say to the workers connected with the restaurant, do not continue to work as you have been working. Seek to make the restaurant a means of communicating to others the light of present truth. For this purpose only have our restaurants been established. The food work must not be so enlarged that it will call for the talent that should be put to use in the ministry, or in other lines of evangelistic work. There is danger that the restaurant work will employ those who are needed to take an active part in house-to-house labor and in various lines of missionary work. Some who have been held in the restaurant should have been engaged in helping Elder Simpson in his efforts to present the truth. The workers in the Los Angeles restaurant and the members of the Los Angeles church need to be thoroughly converted. To everyone has been given the talent of intellect. Have you received power to prevail with God? As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. We should put forth greater efforts to teach the people the truths of health reform. At every camp meeting, an effort should be made to demonstrate what can be done in providing an appetizing, wholesome diet from grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables. In every place where new companies are brought into the truth, instruction should be given in the science of preparing wholesome food. Workers should be chosen who can labor from house to house in an educational campaign. You prepare food for those who come to the restaurant for meals, but what efforts are you putting forth to teach them the commandments of God, and point them to the path of life? The restaurant should be a place where a holy influence is exerted. Do not give your patrons merely the newspapers to read. Let them have the publications that are filled with truth. Endeavor to become acquainted with those with whom you are brought in contact. Lead them on to inquire in regard to the truth, and then have ready some tract or book that will answer their question. In this way, seeds of truth may be sown, and the time will come when some of it will spring up into life eternal. Heavenly angels are waiting to cooperate with those who work on the side of truth and righteousness. The enemy of souls is working diligently to bring in his so-called science that will make of God and of Christ a non-entity. His delusions are flooding the world, but we cannot conceive of what will be in the future.